Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. Glad to be back with you after missing a couple of programs there. I'm glad that you've tuned in to the program. I certainly appreciate you taking the time to tune into this program. I always say that I attempt to, on this program, set the record straight, or at least bring to light or illuminate facts that I think should be important to you as a person interested in political events, or when you don't get all of the news about events. I feel like most of the news that we get in our present day times is propaganda. I have explained that before, because it's slanted severely, lacking in information, and we really are looking at an attempt to shape and mold and influence our thinking about things. For instance, today, Vice President Joe Biden decided to abandon his desires to run for president in 2016. Actually, I feel that he never intended to run for president. I believe that there were factions that actually wanted him to run for president, perhaps to defeat Hillary Clinton's efforts to win the presidency and maybe distract or detract some voters from her candidacy. That's very unfortunate, but in the end, I believe it is very good that he did not run. First of all, I understand that, like Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden is in his mid-70s, and I know that running for anything is a very rigorous task. I've done it 3 times, and it is something that can be very inspiring and energizing, but certainly you have to be in very good physical shape and just sustain, be able to sustain yourself through some very, very, very strenuous tasks, actually, running around. And I thought, you know, when I ran in my campaigns, it was very, I mean, I got to times where I thought I was exhausted and yet continued on to campaign and go to events and so forth. But I believe that should be left to Hillary Clinton. I listened to her as the debate went on, this last debate, and I thought that she did very well. I believe that she's very equipped with the experience and the knowledge to be the president of the United States. And I let's not be really silly here, okay? She has a husband that was a former president of the United States. And at the time that he was president, he was very popular. I remember him being very popular. While I believe she's capable of handling, a presidency on her own, she certainly has some help there, and we can't ignore that. So it's like two heads are better than one, and she's capable. The other thing that I'd like to talk about is the serious attack on her candidacy by Republicans. It's just outrageous. They have how many candidates running? I believe 15 candidates or so. And I never hear any negative information about those 15 candidates. And while I'm talking about it, I've never heard anything negative about the other male candidates running, Democratic candidates running for president. Me to wonder, not wonder, I think it undergirds my suspicions that women are targeted in these political races. They're smeared, like myself, smeared untruthfully, and there's a cloud of darkness over their candidacy or over their official position in order to defeat their efforts to, well, in this instance, Hillary Clinton, to defeat her efforts to become the president of the United States. And I think it's amazingly obvious to me that all of these scandals are being raised against Hillary Clinton. I think, I did not start off at all thinking of her as a viable candidate for the presidency. And I had my own reasons, but let me tell you, I'm going to be very honest here. Neither did I start off supporting President Barack Obama. I can remember in the early days of his candidacy for president that I totally disregarded him until I began to know more about him, and he began to speak more and more and more, and I began to believe that he was a person that could definitely stand in the shoes of the president of the United States, very poised, very collected and balanced is what I thought. But that is what I thought also when I saw Hillary Clinton in the debate. She's very knowledgeable, very authoritative, and in the midst of all of those candidates, she very much, in my opinion, stood out. And I, like I said, I did not start out supporting her for as president of the United States. One thing that I know is that all of these scandals that they have attempted to bring against her is certainly evidence that there are vicious attacks on her candidacy. And I would not be disturbed by that, except that they target one person to destroy in these campaigns, and then they leave all of the other people untouched. And I know that Governor Chris Christie, I've named some of them, have all, Rick Perry, even Donald Trump, no one has mentioned I believe briefly, his four bankruptcies. Now, if he's running a corporation, he says four bankruptcies, unless there's some reason, because there can always be a reason. Why isn't that mentioned at any point in time in any newscast? So there are some things that need to be delved into regarding Donald Trump. If he can't manage his businesses, or maybe there was some economic downfalls or some trouble there that caused that to happen, but otherwise, if he can't manage his own corporate business, is it not fair to say that he can't manage his country's economic climate or the affairs of this country? And so we ignore those. And you know, like the Bible says, we choke on gnats and swallow big camels. That means we take little things and make just a big, enormous deal out of them, and then we take bad things and totally ignore them. For instance, Governor Chris Christie is associated with a scandal in his state about closing a bridge or closing a highway or something, and his associates are under federal indictment about the situation, and these are his aides. Now, if one is led to believe or gullible enough to believe that he wasn't involved at any point in time, then anyone can sell you anything and you will buy it. But what I am saying, I would not be disappointed if all of the bad things were disclosed on everybody instead of just one person, the front runner, or considered the front runner, and the person that is expected to win. And that's because she's qualified. She has experienced the gamut of things that could take place as a presidential candidate. She has extraordinary experience to certainly elevate her as a qualified candidate for the United States presidency. Even President Barack Obama has not been Secretary of State, and now she brings that experience to her candidacy. So she's qualified. So why are these now convenient proceedings brought by the Republicans? I don't think this is a bipartisan effort at all about Benghazi. You know, I haven't read the articles about Benghazi, but I'm going to read them because, like I said, this is, I believe, the product of choking on a gnat. What was done and who? And just to cast dispersion on this Roman's reputation. And no one knows more about that than me. And so why do we listen? Why do we pay attention instead of analyzing, breaking it down, and looking at the politics of the situation? I'm definitely going to be looking tomorrow, because what else does the American public need to see? I was also looking at, I don't know, maybe it was CNN today as well, looking at going back to the Watergate days. You know, when Watergate was going on, I was about 12 or 13 years old. You know, I didn't know much. I remember it being on TV every day and all day. What they did say about Bob Woodward was on CNN today, and they were interviewing him. He has a new book, and the title of the new book has escaped me, but he has written a new book. And he started to talk about how in the Nixon days, what they did is spied on political opponents. They spied on them, you know, brought up very negative things to, you know, destroy their reputations and their political futures. And I said, wow, that sounds just about how they're doing now. So it's Republican tactic primarily, even though it is also the tactics of a lot of candidates. And I know candidates like that. I've known candidates like that, that the only way they think they can win is to destroy someone else's reputation. And those are candidates we really don't go fabric of this country, I'm telling you. all of them have been unscrupulous. And the only way you can win an office is to destroy someone else. Then you don't belong in public office. You don't belong serving as a servant of the people. And so we must watch out for those types of individuals running for public office. You're unscrupulous. The only way you can win is to destroy someone else. Again, we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to all of these proceedings, her emails. Well, let's investigate the emails of everyone. If you want to make it really a fair process, if you want to do a total disclosure on everyone. But that's not what's taking place. And so that's what causes me also to open our eyes about the media, mainstream media that we have operating here in the United States today. They should be questioned and deemed as unscrupulous as well, because they are part of a political machine, and they are certainly one by putting down another, and it's systematic. It's a conspiracy. I listened to Sylvana Guthrie on the NBC Today just totally try to destroy Hillary Clinton. And I was surprised. I'm like, at least give her the benefit of the doubt as a woman. And I saw it again on CNN. So to say it's not a conspiracy, I mean, is there an email that goes out, a memo that goes out? Look, we're going to create negative stories on Hillary Clinton. It's just very obvious to me. And so we should not get distracted from these tactics, from these efforts, by these efforts to denigrate this woman. And so we should definitely, I'm saying this, if the Republicans hate her, I love her, because I know that she's going to oppose their interest in presidency. Well, I thank you again for listening to the program. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com/SettingTheRecordStraight2015 if you wish to listen to this episode or any other episode that's listed there on the show page. You may email me at dks1233@outlook.com. If you have a question, a comment, or a response, criticism, and I will make sure that I respond to your concerns. Thank you again for listening. Have a very good evening, and talk to you next time.